You're listening to SBS News.
It's the final night of Darcy Carpenter's first production as a professional dancer.
How do you feel after 16 shows?
Yeah, pretty good, a bit sad.
I know, it's pretty tough when a season finishes because you put so much work into it.
But it's a twist to it. It's not for long. We go away to Brisbane.
Yeah, maybe. If we're lucky, it might tour.
Yay!
And then we've got to re-rehearse the entire show and get ready again.
Oh, gosh.
The 22-year-old who has Down syndrome has dreamt of this moment.
I grew up doing dance since I was about 4 years old. I thought proud and independent to come this far. This is my future. This is my life.
The new job has meant Darcy had to move to Adelaide from the family farm in South Australia's Riverland district.
Mum and my dad said, "You got this. Don't be nervous." When my calm, I did a couple of deep breaths. And then I got a hang of it.
Three of her fellow dancers also live with Down syndrome. Michael Hoddle has travelled with the company to the United Kingdom, Seoul and Queensland.
The Gold Coast was the biggest highlight I ever had. It built my future a lot. And to show the emotions of who I am.
Diana Georgiou last year won a state award for her dancing.
When I heard my name for the very first time for the Ruby Awards, I felt happy and I just can't believe I have won the Ruby Awards for my dancing career.
Now she has an even bigger dream.
So my dream is actually become a director.
Another new recruit, Charlie Wilkins, has leapt from understudy to a starring role.
It feels happy and exciting. I am never nervous to be a professional dancer before. Now I am now, and I work with some amazing directors and awesome dancers, friends.
Michael Noble also dances with them. He doesn't see disability, he sees unique ways of interpreting assignments.
I don't really see that everyone has their own disability. I see that they have a quality to offer or a movement to offer, and that they can just be themselves. And, you know, we get given tasks for movement and see how they interpret. The task might be differently to someone without disability.
Michelle Ryan is Restless Dance Theatre's artistic director and a former Australian dance theatre performer. Her passion to see her dancers achieve comes from her lived experience with multiple sclerosis.
I know when I acquired disability, I thought that no one would want to see me on stage. And so I didn't have any ambition for myself as a performer anymore. I felt like I was very dull and I needed to shrink back into behind the scenes. And it was only when I did perform again that I realised how important it is to have representation on stage, because the amount of thanks that I got from people was quite heartfelt and was quite amazing to realise the importance of that.
She says the NDIS funds dancers to train 2 days a week and that builds their skill to take on professional work with the company.
Each person was getting more confident, more ambitious for themselves, which I think they realised that they could strive for higher goals. And that's been really beautiful to see them to see them develop in that way.
And during showtime, she says, the dancers work every day.
These dancers are very talented. They've worked hard as any other dancer. They've put in the training and they also have developed their own unique voice within the choreography.
But as Darcy is discovering, there are some key advantages.
Money! I get paid and I can do more productions with Restless.
Peter Doherty, SBS News.